Strapped to the Wheels by a Damn Scientist, rated G, voted Best Comedy Short in the 2011 Terra Firma Fan Fiction Awards. It had all started, John decided, when Erin had gone through a box of things that she had brought back from her but had not looked at since. She had found a gift, which apparently had been sent to her by some Australian actress who was a big fan of Erin's. Over the ensuing weeks, her obsession with the present from Herb had grown and grown, along with her skating skills. After a few weekends, she was spending hours at a time shooting around the golden corridors of Moya, frequently reducing Sokozu and Naranti to nervous wrecks, and causing who knew what mental trauma to the DRDs. And in John's opinion, she was also on the verge of neglecting her duties to Moya, to say nothing of Deke and, of course, her husband. So, wisely or not, he called her on it. "Erin, this inline skating hobby of yours," he began nervously over second meal, slipping another spoonful of brown mush into Deke's eager mouth. John was sufficiently distracted by Erin that he did not notice the food oozing straight back out and down the toddler's chin. Erin skated over to sit opposite them, as graceful as if she'd been born on wheels, with a plate of nutritional supplements in one hand and an energy drink in the other. "Mm-hmm," she replied, her expression pensive and serious. "You know, sometimes it's possible to take things a little..." "Hmm? A little?"
"Yes."
"Well, you know..."
"No. Actually, I do not know. What are you going on about, John?"
"Well, sometimes you can take things a little too seriously."
"What do you mean, John?" She frowned in incomprehension. She looked so cute when she did that John had to distract himself by feeding Deke more mush.
"Well, you do seem to be spending an awful lot of time skating," he explained, trying to play it down a little and not meet her gaze.
She considered this for a few microns. "Actually, John, I think it's an excellent way to get around Moya."
Well, at least she hadn't gone off in a huff, or worse. Little did he suspect what payback she was now planning to extract from him for accusing her of taking things too seriously.
"Well, yes, but," John replied, "it's fast, efficient, excellent exercise," she paused, "stealthy." After an even longer pause, she added, "and fun. You don't object to me having a little fun, do you, John?"
"Well, no, but, Dren,
what a question. How is he going to get out of this?"
"Good. In fact, I'd like Deke to start skating too."
"But he's way too young," John exclaimed, forgetting how delicate his position was.
"When I was his age," Erin began reciting her normal response to anything related to disagreements about when Deke was old enough to be doing something.
Yeah, John interrupted, more than a little unwisely.
"Don't you dare shush me, John," Erin fumed, her expression darkening ominously. John flinched. Erin went in for the kill.
"In fact," she declared, "I've decided that it is such a good thing that I want to see a biomechanical surgeon. I want to get some bio-implanted wheels, like those little creatures had on Chalton 2. But smaller, obviously."
John did not remember the planet, or the creatures to which she was referring.
He floundered. "It will be much more efficient than having to strap on these boots."
John still looked confused. Erin pressed her advantage.
"I think we should get Deke some wheels implanted too. The younger he starts, the better."
"You cannot mean that," John exploded, as her words sunk in. Deke's meal was now all but forgotten.
"You don't think it's a good idea?" she asked, fixing him with her most innocent doe-eyed look.
"Oh hell," thought John, "I'm such a goner. Hook, line and sinker." His worst fears were confirmed when she coyly bit at her bottom lip.
"What, you don't think I'd look good with little wheels?"
Deke loudly gurgled approval and John spluttered. John recognised that look very well and what it implied.
When his mana did Miss PK Universe learn to flirt, he wondered. Not that it mattered. He grinned and tapped his comms.
Naranti, can you come down to the central chamber, please?"
"Certainly, John,"
came the disembodied reply. John flicked the comms off. "Because Mrs. Crichton and I need to skate over to our quarters and line up some rolling around time," he growled suggestively at Erin, who laughed throatily in reply before pushing her energy drink across the table towards him. She nodded at the drink.
"You'd best drink that then, Uman. You're going to need it," she finished with a wink.
John gulped in mock concern and ostentatiously took the drink. Erin laughed again and, shaking her head, switched from speaking Sebastian into speaking in her lispy, accented, and to John, unbearably sexy English.
"Oh, you are so mine, John Quieten. You really, really are."
And now, dear reader,
last draw of ale and allow Aaron and John some privacy. The end.